I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
404 DGS on KMOX. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, it has a nice beat, but I don't think I can dance to it.
No, I bet you could.
Hello there.
Kind of a weather song.
Yeah.
It could put be that on the music.
Yeah, put that on the weather playlist.
There you go. So it should be my intro every day, every time.
I'm very confused by this week, which is okay. It's very dynamic. So
yes.
Where are we going? Today's just kind of a nothing. Where are we going from here?
Yeah, the clouds are in. There's a couple of showers starting to pop up. And a couple of showers. It's not a steady rain. It's not thunderstorms. It's just a couple of showers will be around this evening and be out of the picture. But that's with another cold front. And that will swing our winds to the northwest. So the very mild weather we've been enjoying the last couple of days is coming to an end for a while. It will stay windy overnight and will drop to 38 degrees. Then on Wednesday, it's a pretty day. It's partly sunny, still breezy from the northwest, but it's a chilly day. 49 for the high temperature, so quite a bit cooler. And if you're caught out in the wind, it will be chilly to be out and about. Still expecting at least some kind of scattered frost in here late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning, as we drop back to 29 degrees. The air is going to be pretty dry, so the chances of frost are kind of small, but they're there, and we will fall below the freezing point. Thursday, a lot of sunshine, but it's still chilly. The big deal on Thursday is much lighter winds. So even though we're about the same temperature of 49, 50 degrees, it should feel a little bit better. Chilly Friday morning when we get up, and then the turnaround, the southerly flow comes back. Friday is sunny and 60. Saturday is sunny and 68. And Sunday is sunny and 75 degrees. Wow. Classic flipping around that we're used to in St. Louis.
I'm sure I would get tired of it, but I love a super windy day.
I love the wind.
25, 30
love
miles an hour.
You know what Tony always says. Oh, shoot.
My fault. Wind is cool.
The wind is a sign.
You know what he always
when
says.
When she stops turning your mic on, Klein, that's cool. How you know. You know, no, especially when she goes, you know what Dave Klein always says, mic off.
That was my fault. That was my fault.
Rach, what do you got for Dave?
Well, I wanted to share something with you guys. Wanted to get your opinion on this. I think that the advertising phrase, the more you buy, the more you save, is a total and complete lie. And it makes me so angry whenever I see it in advertising. I think that was the whole tagline for Shop and Save back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell you?
Yeah, I think you're right.
You're probably the Rach is probably the hottest 85-year-old man I know.
You shouldn't be allowed to use it.
The more you shop, the more you save.
Or buy more.
Gag, never. It's not true. The more
I agree with you. My wife will come home, not that she's done it lately because of COVID, but before COVID, she would come home and go, "You won't believe how much money I saved today." And the next thing out of my mouth is like, "Okay, how much money did you spend today?"
Yeah, it's like buy more, save more. If you spend $50, you get $5 in Kohl's cash back.
Yeah.
Or if you spend $75, you get $10. Like, that just means I have to spend $75 for you to give me another $10 so I can come back to your store later and buy something that costs more than $10. I got an email. I have a Macy's card. Get emails from Macy's all the time. Sent me an email yesterday. Hurry up. Your Macy's cash is about to expire. okay, so $10 in Macy's. You can't buy anything at Macy's for 10 bucks. You're just getting, you're roping me into buying something expensive and putting it on my card, so I am beholden to you, and I do not appreciate it.
I think you're up to 88 years old now.
The line on the receipt that says total savings.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Stay woke, just, people.
Yeah.
That's a red flag if they're
saying buy more,
save more.
As I've said, I use more beauty cream than any woman I know. And sharing an office with Rach for the past 5 years, one thing that really intrigued me is when you would share with me, like, so here's what I bought, and here's my free gift.
Okay, that is why that, Macy's rocks.
Those things are, like, that got me sucked in.
Well, here's a word to the wise. Just in case, I'm sure all the women out there listening already know about this, but if you use, for instance, Lancome makeup, it's what my mom always used. I like to use it. If you buy it from Macy's and you spend like $45, they will send you maybe $100 worth of free makeup with it. You get to pick out your gift. It comes with a little bag, and it comes with an eyeshadow palette and a eye makeup remover and a mascara and all this stuff. You get all this awesome stuff. Whereas if you go to like Sephora or Ulta, you might get a couple dollars cash back or something, but you get those benefits sometimes. That I don't think is a lie.
Why do I think Ulta is a place for ladies with big boobs buy bras?
It's not. It's a makeup store.
Is there a place like that?
For ladies called specifically something? With big boobs to buy bras?
Dave Klein just texted me and asked me to ask that question.
Hey, I was curious.
I don't know. I don't fall into that category.
Is there
category.
A bra called Ulta?
I think it's called
Big and Fun. I think that's the shop.
Wow.
Dave Murray, everybody.
There we go.
Somebody's feeling comfortable in KMOX.
Dave's so proud of himself. He's gonna call his wife in, and then I said, it's called Jubilees. And everyone laughed.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know of the specifically big boobs. There's Ann's Bra Shop.
Oh, no.
I don't think that's it.
For a while, like, I'm pretty convinced we live in a simulation anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I would see Ann's Bra Shop van like three times a week.
The van?
There would be a Ann's Bra Shop vehicle next to me on the road multiple times.
It's following you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like they're the ice cream man. Like, they would be like, hey, if you pull over, I'll buy something. Just
being
stalked by.
Yeah. And it was the same lady all the time. I tried to, like, actually make eye contact at some point. Like, are you seeing this? Do you know me? Do you know? I just see you all the time.
Me again.
Goodness gracious.
There should be a place like that.
I'm sure that they do exist. I just don't personally know about them. Tweet at me if you know about the special secret bra shop for ladies with huge boobs.
Or just cut out the middleman and email
Klein. With a name that sounds like Ulta.
Right. It has to be kind of like Ulta.
What if there is a place called Big and Fun?
Big and Fun.
It's right next to Ribtown.
Again, my grandma is
That's
listening.
Right.
We'll call back.
Yeah, have you had any more there? Texts from your grandma?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see one more little story here. There's a reason why women are apparently experiencing more extreme vaccine side effects than men. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
No.
79% of the vaccine side effects reported to the CDC were in women, despite women receiving just 61% of the doses. Apparently, this is because estrogen increases your immune response, while testosterone dampers it. So our immune systems fight
harder,
yes. So we're going to have those harder symptoms.
Wow.
You guys are just kind of like, I'm fine.
Has anyone heard, I only heard this from a guy, but I've heard, it might have been you, Tony. Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just crossed the beams in Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell me that you're not supposed to treat your symptoms from the vaccine because that fools your body?
Or you weren't supposed to take ibuprofen?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's what they told me when I took it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They said don't take...
Was this a medical doctor?
I believe so. Okay. It was the shot administrator.
I mean, you're in Florissant, so I didn't know.
Right. Yeah, they said don't take any ibuprofen for at least the next 6 hours and try to not take it for the next 24 hours if you can.
No, yeah. I heard Tylenol was okay afterwards.
Yeah, they said ibuprofen. And they said... Well, I think they said acetaminophen, too, for 6 hours... For sure.
Because you want your body to struggle, basically.
Yeah, because they said if you do have any pain or anything, a reaction to the vaccine, that's good, and it, and your body going into action to do that is like part of the trigger for the vaccine. And if you mask it, that's what they told me when I got my shot. At least if you mask it, it might weaken the effects of the vaccine.
Interesting. Before we go, I just want to remind everyone that Dave Murray's Forecast and Big and Fun are brought to you by the Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling.
Dave, there's our next investment.
You better believe
Dave
it.
Dave and Dave's Big and Fun.
Book it.
Come see me, but you got to be a 36C. I'm just going to do my live now.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Thank you, Dave.
Say goodbye to Dave. Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Welcome to the show. A very old friend of mine, Mr. Dan Buck. You guys know him from radio, television, Archdiocese. Hello, Dan.
Hey, man. How are you doing, Glover? Good to hear you on the Mox, baby.
It was about time, wasn't it? It was destiny.
It was. Well, and I just said the KMOX audience is in for a treat, man. If they've never tuned over where you used to be and never heard your stuff, your shtick is so unique, and what you guys do every day is magic, man. I have almost wrecked my car more times than I can count from laughing so hard during some of your stuff.
Thank you, pal.
You are classic, man. And who knew many years ago when you started this? It almost started as a joke. I remember you started going, "What am I doing? What am I doing here? I don't even know what buttons do I push. How do I do this?" And to see where you've come, truly to be one of the best radio people I've ever met. It's remarkable, Glover, and I mean that.
Thank you, buddy. That means a lot. I know you've said that a lot over the years, and sometimes when I was taken incoming from lots of people and how terrible the show was, and I'd get a text from you, and it really meant the world. So tell me about driveinstl.com. First of all, tell me what it is for the uninitiated who have never heard of it, never been.
Well, you know, we did this last year kind of as a response to COVID, and, you know, we obviously lost all of our sports here at the Powerplex, and we're shut down entirely for almost 8.5 months, and we just figured out, you know, what will the health department allow us to do that we can bring this community together safely and still serve our community as a venue that, you know, is committed to serving families and people and do it in a safe way. And we worked with the health department to come up with Drive-In St. Louis. And what it was a way to give graduates, it's kind of started as a way to serve our seniors last year, who many of them didn't get a graduation, but we put 3,500 seniors across our stage and gave them an incredible drive-in experience. And we had, you know, Rockwood and Ferg Floor and Lindbergh and Clayton High Schools all came out and had a great time, as well as Incarnate Word. And they're all back this year, along with Parkway, along with Hazelwood, along with a few others that are just finalizing their contracts. We're going to do more than 19 high schools and 4,500 graduates this year. And with the stage and the jumbotrons and everything else that we bring in for that event, we thought, well, what a awesome way to give 300 musicians this year a chance to play on that stage. And every weekend, every Friday, Saturday, even some Thursdays and Sundays, we're going to be, you know, rocking the lot, 12 acres where you can come out, you drive in, everybody's, you know, semi-social distance. You can be as safe as you want. Hell, you can stay in your car and listen on your FM radio if you want to. Or you can be down in one of the party pads where we can allow 10 people to gather together and have a party right in front of the band stage. And we kind of meet people where they are. If you're medically compromised or still afraid of COVID, you can enjoy a great concert from the comfort of your own little party pad out on the parking lot. Or you can be as social as you want with your friends and family members and people down on the turfed area. So 48 concerts this year we're going to be putting on. It's going to be exciting.
Hey, Dan, awesome. It's Tony Colombo. Great to talk with you, dude.
Hey, how are you, Tony?
Doing good.
See, Dan was shocked Tony's still with the show.
I know, everybody is.
Wow, Colombo.
Every morning.
They got you over there, too.
Feel the same every morning, Dan.
There you go.
How much have you got from not only the people coming out there, but the bands, just a general appetite after everything we've been through this year of people wanting to see live music performances and go back to see movies? And how big is the appetite in the area, do you think, to get back to that type of activities?
Yeah, I mean, people are starving. I mean, it's incredible. People keep asking, when are the tickets going on sale? They go on sale on Thursday at noon, but, you know, it's kind of twofold too, right, Colombo? We've got not just the excitement of music lovers and people, but so many bands. I mean, this is many of their livelihoods, and so many of our great musicians in St. Louis, this is how they make their living. and to be completely unable to play all the great venues from the pageant to, you know, just go down the line of great music places in St. Louis City and county, and just to have all of those places, you know, shut down for so long. We got to make sure that every weekend, every great band and every great musician has got a place to play this year. We're just that place where if you want to come out and support some of the big names and the great acts in St. Louis, every weekend we're going to have a show Friday and Saturday nights. And we open up on May 7th with Super Jam. And we are going to bring in some national acts. Ambrosia will be here on Saturday the 8th as part of our kickoff weekend. But for the most part, this is a place for local bands to come play and just have a phenomenal. We've got Steve Ewing. We got Plastic Kings. We got Trixie Delight. We've got, I know I'm going to blank on a few. But Mr. Blue Sky, if you've not seen the new ELO tribute band, that's unbelievable. They're going to be playing here on 4th of July weekend. We've got, Brushville. We've got Groove Thang. We've got that 80s band. We got Fat Pocket, Rough Riders, Lone Rangers. I mean, all these great bands are going to be coming out and playing our stage, and a little bit for everybody, too. I mean, we're doing Motown. We got the fabulous Motown Review. We've got an incredible band that's called Jam. It's a Michael Jackson and a Bruno Mars tribute band. I mean, amazing. And so, you know, these are all local artists that right now, you know, are very limited on the places that they can get out and play. And if you love great music and great tribute bands, we've got everything from ELO to Styx to Beatles to a bunch of other great groups that are going to be coming out here. You're going to hear some phenomenal music.
That's so great. Where is the Powerplex, Dan? Where is it geographically located?
The Old Mills Mall property here in Hazelwood, just off 370. We're 2 miles from St. Charles in the bridge, conveniently located right off of 270. So it's real easy to get to. And, we've got about 12 acres waiting to rock. And it all starts up with Casting Crowns on May 6th and won't stop till Halloween. We got concerts just about every single weekend planned.
So April 1st at noon is when the tickets go on sale. And the website is driveinstl.com, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're also doing a bunch of private events, corporate events, people doing fundraisers. We've got some galas booked in July. It's a great way to be safe, but still bring together several thousand people for a great event.
Good job, Dan. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Good luck on the new show. We love it.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
He's a good dude. Hell of a ball player. I don't recommend playing against him. I played against him a few years ago, and I was pitching and doing really well, and he was so mad. And he got up, and on the first pitch, he hit a line drive. I've never seen anything like it. 3 feet off the ground, and it hit the wall 3 feet off the ground.
Oof.
He just smoked it. Very first pitch. I hate Dan Buck. 435 DGS and KMOX. If you haven't checked out 98.7 FM, check that out, because last night driving home into St. Charles County, it never squelched. It never made a sound. It was a perfect signal. And if you're anywhere 270 in, it should just be a flamethrower. Even though it's not a big signal, like locally, it should be good. Can I talk a little bit more about the George Floyd case?
Yeah. Please.
So I'm watching it and reading it live when we're on breaks or when Tony talks. And it's amazing to me how bad this attorney is, the defense attorney. And could he have something up his sleeve that he's just way too smart for me and he's playing three-dimensional chess? Could, but, I mean, I only practiced 10 years. I was in court almost every day. I was a litigator. I did try cases. If I was not a great attorney, I worked with great attorneys. I saw them. This guy is screwing the pooch. You've all heard the classic cliche, you never ask a question unless you know the answer to it. This guy's cross-examining a female firefighter who was at the scene and tried to give medical help to George Floyd, and the cops backed her off, wouldn't let her near it. And he's obviously, a part of his case is going to be, well, Chauvin was distracted by all these people yelling at him, and that's why he didn't take his knee off his throat. And he's cross-examining her, and he's saying things like, well, could you really fight a fire if you had a bunch of people telling you you were doing it wrong? And she's like, yes, I'm a professional. He's like, it wouldn't bother you if they called you this? And she's like, no, I am a firefighter in the inner city, and it happens, and I do my job.
It's my job.
And he's like, oh, it wouldn't bother. And it's like, dude, how many times?
It's like, I'm going to break her eventually.
Yeah.
She'll admit that her feelings would be hurt.
Plus, okay, here's the way I analyze this case. For the defense to prevail, they are going to have to convince these jurors and us, we don't matter, but just the public, that you're not seeing what you think you're seeing. Because I think every single person, we had a couple of phone calls on 97.1 back when this first happened, where they were telling me exactly why Chauvin did the right thing. But 99% of people I've spoken to on all sides of the political spectrum say, oh my God, this was horrific. So if you watch this almost 10-minute video and walk away saying perfect police work, I don't know what to tell you. Mm-mm. Because it's a horrific video where something went terribly wrong. The only chance I think the defense has is on expert witnesses. If you can bring in expert witnesses that can prove one or both that as horrific as this looks, this is the standard of policing in this city. So they didn't break any rules. Now we've changed them, but when he did this, it was kosher. You have to prove that and or probably both. You'd have to convince them that George Floyd didn't die as a result of this. He died because he had a weak heart and a ton of drugs in his system.
And I don't like that one either. Now, maybe that would get him, maybe that would convince them against the murder charge. But I get that defense, like he had this much drugs in his system, he had the heart issues, he would have died anyway. I understand that defense, but I could still look at that video and tell you something's wrong. Somebody's doing something wrong here. So maybe the murder charge, maybe that defense works, but I believe there's other charges in there. Like
you get my point about...
You can't convince me that that's going to make him innocent on all charges.
Whatever your defense is, you have to accept the fact that you are going to have to convince people what you think you're seeing, you're not seeing. You're not seeing at mm-hmm. all.
Yeah.
And so if I were doing this, I don't think I would be trying to impeach many of these eyewitnesses at all. Like, you saw what you saw. Like, when he was trying to go at the MMA fighter, like, you were angry, weren't you?
Right.
Well, I'm watching it.
Is
I'm
it
watching
illegal
what I
to
think
be
is
angry?
A murder.
Is
right.
Is it wrong to be angry?
And how insane would you be if you were there watching this, regardless of the race of the people involved? Like, if I were seeing this, it wouldn't matter what the race was. And I don't know if I'm brave enough to do anything, but I would certainly be thinking, you've had your knee on this guy's throat for a really long time, and he seems to be in real peril.
Yeah, trying to convince people that
they didn't
they
see
be
what
comfortable
they thought
with what
yes.
they saw,
yes.
or that they didn't see.
I think
see.
It's a giant mistake.
Yeah, that's...
Well, that's why the prosecutors came out yesterday, and they said, you have to rely on what you saw. Don't let anyone tell you that you didn't see what you saw when you watched this video. So, Dave, the way this works is the prosecution is calling all of their witnesses this week, and then next week the defense gets to call their witnesses?
Yes.
Okay.
So the defense, any defense, never has to put on a defense because you're innocent. Right now, Chauvin is innocent.
Right.
And so the prosecution goes, and the defense attorney gets up and cross-examines, and then within reason, the prosecutor can get up and re-examine. That can go back and forth quite a bit. Just like on television, and then the prosecution will rest and the defense will make a motion that, hey, they haven't proven anything, throw it out. The judge will say no, and then they will start calling witnesses, and I'm guessing that it's going to be all experts because, you know, the prosecution isn't going to leave any stone unturned with eyewitnesses. But when you're trying to debunk or impeach eyewitnesses, that's a big part of being a defense attorney, usually. In this one, mm-hmm. I don't know that it helps at all to try to convince people that were standing there that you didn't see what you thought you did. Now, you can bring in a doctor who says George Floyd absolutely died of this, not of asphyxiation. And maybe the jury believes it. Maybe that's the truth. Or maybe you can bring someone in, an expert on policing, and say, yeah, if you saw most arrests happen, you would be very disturbed because this is police work.
Yeah.
And it's dirty, and mm-hmm. we have to defend ourselves. But this is the standard of care. Maybe you can do that. It worked with the Rodney King case.
Yeah.
But, man, going after eyewitnesses and trying to convince them that they, you know, you were angry about this, weren't you? Well, yeah. What the hell are you trying to do? So I think this guy's in over his head.
Yeah.
Just lost. Which makes it entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, would you want to be defending Chauvin? I mean, is that part of the problem?
No,
couldn't get the greatest lawyer out there?
No, because defense attorneys, people who are seasoned defense attorneys like Chet Pleban, I'm sure there are people Chet, especially at his point in his career, would not want to defend. But if you only defend innocent people, you're not going to make much of a living.
Well, yeah, but it's this high profile and you know you're going to get so much heat.
But most people would love it. Most defense attorneys would take this case for free just to get the exposure. Well, the honeymoon's over. Rach is done with Dave Klein. She just muttered under her breath, go home and see your fake kids.
He's always reminding me and helping me remember to do things.
Rach got a time check coming up.
She's like, why don't you go screw yourself, Klein? Why don't you go home to your mannequin wife, okay?
I'm always worried I'm too pushy.
No, he's not. I would so much rather be told to do something too many times than not enough and not get it done.
Plus,
and I jokingly said, get off my back, Klein. And now I'm getting called out on the air.
No. I'll call him out, too. I don't like him either. He's working with his shirt off today, which is just dunking on guys like me and Tony. Mm-hmm. We don't have time to work out like you, Klein, okay?
I'm just trying to show off the goods to everybody.
Wheeler, you ever seen Klein without a shirt?
Thank God, no. And not because I wouldn't want to see, it's just that like the circumstance would be really weird, like, you know, like hanging out at the beach or something. It's just like, it'd be odd.
You can't think of a good way to get Klein's shirt off. That's what's going on,
basically. Yeah, otherwise it's gonna be awkward.
Come on, Kevin, shirtless.
I'll be honest, nobody wants to see me that way either. I'm so white I blind you with the sunlight reflecting off of me.
I smell KMOX calendar boys coming up.
Yeah.
Wheeler could be July 4th, just all white like the belly of a catfish.
By then, I got a good sunburn too, so all I gotta do is find some blue, red, white, and blue, man.
Can you just not be in the sun, pretty much?
I mean, I can if I wear, you know, like a full body covering or sunscreen everywhere. I coach baseball all summer, and the kids always laugh because I put sunscreen on like 4 or 5 times a day.
I mean, have you had some, like, horrific burns in your life?
Back in the day, yeah. I mean, when nobody knew anything, when I was a kid, I had some horrible ones. Everybody's like, oh, that's rough. Just rub some cactus juice on it or something. You'll be okay. Nobody knew anything about, like, skin cancer back then. So,
right.
Yeah. And I went to college in South Florida. So, I mean, the trainers down there wouldn't even let me take the field without throwing that crap on me.
Jeez. So, okay. I can usually tell what your family was like by just asking one question.
Okay.
If you, like, cut yourself or scratched yourself, what would they put on it?
I mean,
like, I come from a back teen family. The lower class in South Roxana had Mercuricome, and then the real swamp goats had iodine.
Yeah, we had back teen in the house, but they just basically looked at it and said, get a Band-Aid if you want.
I hear you. I feel you.
I mean, unless I stepped on a rusty nail, in which case we'd probably bust out the back teen.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing what different parents we are than our parents? And
oh,
not better. Just way more sissy, you know, because my mom and dad, too. Like, if I really screamed, someone would come and see what was going on. But if I said, like, I cut myself or I scratched myself, no one was in a real hurry to get the Bactine.
Yeah, no, same thing. I mean, my mom was probably a little more urgent about it than my dad. My dad would be like, rub some dirt on it. You'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be fine. No big deal. You got to learn to deal with that stuff. My brother was one of the moment he could hurt himself and not feel it, really. And then if he saw a little bit of blood, he'd freak out. So he'd go run to mom. So she was a little more responsive to it. I was more of the, it'll stop bleeding at some point.
Now I have a complete picture of you and your brother. You are lily white, reflecting the sun. And he's one of those guys that has no nerve endings. And so he's constantly, like, burning himself and stepping on nails. And here come the Wheeler brothers.
Yeah, no, he was actually like, complexion wise, we're the same, but I even joke with him now. He doesn't go outside. He's like, I mean, he just, like, in the summertime, he lives in Atlanta. He's like, in the summertime, he doesn't go outside because it's too hot and there's too much sun.
Damn.
I'm like, dude, I mean, come on.
Kev, we're about to do Paranormal Tuesday. You into anything like that?
Yeah, I love that stuff. I love all the cryptozoology, love ancient aliens. I love all that stuff.
My man.
There you go.
My man.
See, I even know cryptozoology. If you're an amateur, you don't even know what that term is.
If Klein weren't so sexy, I'd be coming full on after you.
Kevin, percent chance in your mind that Bigfoot exists?
80%.
Okay.
80%.
It's a little different than Sue Thomas, isn't it?
Okay.
I mean, we find stuff all the time that we've never seen before.
Preach
right?
It.
Go.
So do I believe it exists? No, because I'm one of those guys that I'll believe it when I see it. Uh-oh. But, I mean, do you see the number of reports? There's got to be either that or there's somebody that's pulling a lot of really good Bigfoot pranks.
All right, can live with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tony and I are 100%ers. So.
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet.
You'll get there.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, thank you, Wheels. Appreciate it.
We'll see you.
I feel weird saying that, but he insists on it, so what are you going to do? He's Kevin Wheeler.
He's probably like, I really thought I was going to talk about sports.
Yeah.
I doubt it. It's been a week now. He talks about sports all the time.
Right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.